Okay, picture this. A top-tier cybersecurity company, Zscaler, right? Their whole reason for being is protecting other organizations. Now imagine they get hit by a major data breach. I mean, the irony there is, well, it's pretty stark for anyone in the industry. And right at the core of it all, we find these things, these digital skeleton keys. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really digging into that Zscaler data breach. It all started with a, frankly, very sophisticated supply chain attack targeting sales loft drift. Our mission today is to unpack what happened, figure out what information was actually compromised, and maybe most importantly, understand what this means for you and your organization. Because we're all connected now, right? We're basing our discussion on a close look at excerpts from Zscaler data breach, the sales loft drift supply chain attack. This isn't just one company's problem. It's a critical example for all of us.
Absolutely. And what's fascinating, or maybe alarming, is how it really exposes the vulnerability even in places you'd think are fortresses. It just hammers home that Achilles heel, the third-party connections we all rely on.
That's a great way to put it. So let's start at the beginning. Zscaler, the protector, gets breached. When they announced it back on September 1st, 2025, what did they actually say was compromised?
Well, Zscaler confirmed that attackers got into their Salesforce environment. Now, that distinction is really important. It means the target was the customer-facing data within Salesforce, not Zscaler's core security products, you know, the stuff they sell, or their main infrastructure.
Okay, so not their protective services themselves.
Exactly. Their own shields held, so to speak. The breach was in the system holding customer information.
Right. That's a key difference. But still, how did attackers get into their Salesforce setup if the core security was okay? That sounds like, well, more than just a simple mistake. It sounds pretty sophisticated.
Oh, it was definitely sophisticated. Not a simple slip-up at all. The root cause was this supply chain attack, and it zeroed in on Salesloft Drift. Salesloft Drift, for anyone who doesn't know, is an AI chat platform. Lots of companies use it. It plugs right into Salesforce to help with sales and customer interaction.
Okay, I know the type.
Right. So the attackers, this group Google Threat Intelligence calls UNC6395, they managed to steal OAuth and refresh tokens directly from Salesloft Drift. And these tokens, well, they really are like those digital skeleton keys you mentioned earlier.
Explain that a bit more. OAuth tokens, they're not like passwords, right?
Not exactly. Think of a password as your main house key. An OAuth token is more like a temporary guest key for a specific task, like letting a delivery person put a package inside your garage, but not letting them wander around the house. It grants limited permission without needing your main password. A refresh token is even more powerful. It's like a master key that can create new guest keys whenever the old ones expire. So attackers get persistent access, often without raising alarms.
Okay, so they bypass normal security because they had these seemingly legitimate keys.
Precisely. And this group, UNC6395, they knew what they were doing. They're known for being careful, very aware of operational security. They specifically go after sensitive credentials, AWS keys, passwords, authentication tokens, often finding them stored in places like support systems. They even tried covering their tracks, deleting query jobs. Luckily, the system logs still showed what happened.
Wow.
Yeah, it just really demonstrates how a vulnerability in one trusted service, like Salesloft Drift, can open the door to compromising many other organizations downstream.
That definitely clarifies the how and makes digital skeleton key sound disturbingly accurate.
So they had the keys. What did they unlock? What specific customer information did they manage to steal from Zscaler's Salesforce?
It was quite a haul, unfortunately. A real goldmine for anyone with bad intentions.
Yep.
They got direct personal details, full names, business emails, job titles, phone numbers of the customers affected.
Okay, standard PII, but still bad. Right, but it didn't stop there. They also got regional and location information. And commercial data too, specifically Zscaler product licensing details for those customers. But probably the most concerning part was the detailed content from customer support cases.
Why is that particularly bad?
Well, think about what goes into a support ticket. Often, it's very specific technical details about a company's IT setup, maybe configuration details, sometimes even authentication info shared while trying to troubleshoot a problem.
Right, things you'd only share with support you trust.
Exactly. So this isn't just a name and email list. It's potentially handing attackers a custom blueprint for targeting that specific customer. Imagine them knowing the exact technical setup of your company's network or details from a past support chat where you discussed a particular setup or issue. That makes follow-up attacks like phishing or social engineering incredibly convincing.
Yeah, that's much more targeted.
Hugely targeted. Now, again, Zscaler was clear. Their core products, services, infrastructure, that was all fine. The breach was limited to that Salesforce customer database. But still, that combination of personal, professional, and technical information, it's a potent mix for cyber criminals planning your next move.
A really potent mix. Okay, so this wasn't just about Zscaler. Then you mentioned the supply chain aspect. Did these digital skeleton keys open doors at other companies too? How widespread was this?
Yes, unfortunately, it went far beyond Zscaler. This was a significant ripple effect. The attack hit multiple organizations using those SalesLoft Drift integrations. Both the Salesforce integration and their Drift email services were impacted. And the attackers didn't stop at Salesforce data. They also used stolen OAuth tokens to get into Google Workspace email accounts, reading emails, gathering even more intelligence.
Reading emails to, okay, that's deeper.
Much deeper. And what's more, security researchers started drawing lines, finding compelling links between this SalesLoft Drift compromise and a broader campaign run by the Shiny Hunters extortion group. Shiny Hunters has been running these systematic social engineering and voice phishing campaigns through 2025.
How do those work? The Shiny Hunters campaigns.
Typically, they'll impersonate someone legitimate, maybe a service rep, and trick an employee into connecting a malicious OAuth app to their company's Salesforce. Once that connection is made, the attackers get persistent, often hidden, access. Then they use that access for extortion.
Right. And who else got caught up in this web? You said it wasn't just Zscaler.
The list is, well, it's shocking in its diversity. We're talking major tech names like Google and Cisco. Big insurance like Farmers Insurance, HR platforms like Workday, retail like Adidas, airlines like Qantas, finance like Alliance Life, and even luxury brands under LVMH, Louis Vuitton, Dior, Tiffany & Co.
Wow, from tech to luxury goods, that's quite a range.
It really is, and if you connect those dots, it just demolishes the idea that some industries are somehow safer from this kind of supply chain attack. The common thread wasn't their business sector, it was their reliance on a compromised third-party service. This should be a real aha moment for everyone listening. It shows how interconnected things are. Your organization could be at risk, even if you don't use SalesLoft Drift directly, just through your partners or maybe other Salesforce integrations you have.
That list really drives the point home. Okay, so facing this widespread complex attack, what was the response? How did Zscaler and the wider industry try to slam those doors shut?
Zscaler acted fast and decisively. First, they completely ripped out every SalesLoft Drift integration from their Salesforce environment. Just removed that specific attack vector.
Okay, got the connection.
Exactly. Then, crucially, they replaced all the associated API tokens. That makes any tokens the attackers had stolen totally useless. They also boosted their customer authentication for support interactions, recognizing that the stolen support case data made social engineering a much bigger risk.
Makes sense. Adding extra checks.
Right. And beyond that, they launched a full investigation, working with law enforcement to understand everything and prevent future issues. But the industry response was also quite dramatic. Both Google and Salesforce took the pretty unprecedented step of temporarily disabling their Drift integrations entirely.
Wow. Disabling them across the board.
Yes. That's not a small decision. It would have disrupted operations for tons of companies, but it shows just how serious they viewed the threat. It highlights the kind of urgent, large-scale action needed for these complex, multi-company supply chain breaches.
Those sound like necessary steps, especially the industry-wide move. But, you know, for a company like Zscaler, built on security, is just removing an integration and changing tokens enough? Does this whole thing signal a need for a bigger shift in how all companies look at third-party risk?
That's really the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I think the answer is yes. While Zscaler's immediate technical fixes were absolutely the right call, the incident definitely shouts for a much, much closer look at digital supply chains everywhere. It's less about just one technical fix and more about rethinking how we trust and verify within our digital ecosystems.
So thinking about that, what should organizations and even individuals be doing now? Given that this kind of detailed information might be out there, what are the critical steps for staying vigilant?
Okay, let's break that down. For customers who were directly affected, both the companies and their individual employees, the number one thing is heightened vigilance. Almost hypervigilance, really, against social engineering. Be incredibly skeptical of any unexpected emails, phone calls, whatever, especially if they mention specific Zscaler details or support tickets you might have had. The attackers have the info to make these seem very real.
So verify everything.
Absolutely. Implement extra verification steps for any request asking for account changes or sensitive info. If someone calls claiming to be from support, even if they sound convincing and mention a real ticket number, hang up. Call back using an official number you find yourself, not one they give you.
Good advice. And what about the bigger picture? The long-term lessons for all organizations from this.
Right, the long-term view. This incident hammers home the absolute critical importance of supply chain security. It's just not enough to lock down your own perimeter anymore. Your security extends to every single third-party service and integration you use, full stop.
Which means
really robust vendor security assessments are essential. Not just a checkbox exercise when you sign them up, but thorough evaluations and continuous monitoring of their security throughout the relationship. Organizations also need solid incident response plans that specifically account for supply chain breaches, because the impact can spread so quickly across multiple companies. And finally, training. Advanced security awareness training for employees, focusing specifically on recognizing these highly sophisticated, personalized social engineering tactics that leverage compromised data.
So it's proactive, multi-layered, and extends way beyond your own walls.
Exactly. It's about understanding your entire ecosystem's risk, not just your own backyard.
Okay, so let's try and sum this up. The Zscaler breach, originating from that SalesLoft Drift supply chain attack, It's a really stark reminder of just how interconnected everything is online, our businesses, our data. One compromised vendor really can become that digital skeleton key, opening up a whole network of sensitive information.
That's the core takeaway, if we connect this to the bigger picture. This incident just highlights, maybe underlines in bold, that our cybersecurity is only ever as strong as the weakest link in our whole extended digital world. It's not just about protecting your own house anymore. You have to understand the vulnerabilities of your neighbors, and especially the vulnerabilities of the companies that supply services to both you and your neighbors.
So here's something to think about as you go about your day. How many of those trusted third-party services does your organization rely on? Have you really looked hard at their security? And maybe more pointedly, are you actually prepared for a ripple effect, one that could hit your data, even if you weren't the initial target? It's worth thinking about your vendor risk management and just how strong your defenses against clever social engineering really are. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.